Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today.
Say this, you know, you gotta obey God. When God tells you to do something, there's no question about it. You have to obey God, do what God wants you to do. But the question here I want to talk about is, it's not just about obeying God. The real reason why many people struggle to obey God is because they don't have the courage to obey God. Of course, there are people who are deliberate in not obeying God. Of course, there are people who willfully disobey God. But at the same time, there are people who would love to obey God, but because of what they fear, because of what they look at in terms of the reality of their situation, they refrain from obeying God. They're scared to obey God because many times when God asks us to do something, it scares us. It can be really, really scary. It can be really, really like, oh my goodness, I'm going to take such a big risk in my life. I'm going to take such a big financial risk, or I'm going to spend so much of my time and energy on this. And I don't know for sure if I'm going to really see the benefit of it. I mean, by the end of the day, it all comes down to faith, right? Okay, let's take the classic example of God telling Noah, I want you to build an ark. It was such a difficult move for Noah, right? You just put yourself in Noah's shoes. How it could have been, build an ark in the middle of land, no water in sight. And back in the day, during that period, there was no such thing as rain. No one has heard of anything called rain because it had never rained on planet Earth, because all those people got those, water from the springs. So it was totally unheard of. It looked so stupid for him to build an ark in the middle of nowhere. And here he was, a righteous man, but there were other people mocking at him. There were other people laughing at him. But think about the obedience that was involved when he had to build the ark. Think about the courage that was involved when he had to build the ark. It was not easy. It was definitely not easy. I put myself in Noah's shoes, and when I look at it, it's definitely not easy. So much of physical labor, so much of time, so much of energy, so much of mental pressure or emotional challenges that he would have endured, so much of ridicule and mockery. And he had no answers for people who said, what if the rain doesn't come? You're wasting your life. You're wasting your children's life. What's wrong with you? Think about all of that. Noah had his own siblings who did not obey God, who did not honor God. Think about them. They'd be like, what are you doing with your life, man? We're all living our life, and look at you. You are just wasting your life. You're just wasting your family life. You're a disgrace to our family. Think about all the kind of ridicule, the mockery, and everything that he had to endure. Because when he had to say yes to God's call over his life to build the ark, he had to have the courage to build the ark. He had to have the courage to obey God, even though it did not make sense in the natural. He had to have the courage to obey God, even though he was a display of ridicule and mockery and all of that he had to endure. But still, he was a laughing stock for people. But still, he had the courage to obey God. Today, I want to ask you, do you have the courage to obey God even when it doesn't make sense? See, when God told me to start the international ministry, I had this kind of a faith just like Noah. I said, if God tells me to start the international ministry, right on day one, I called it John Gifter International Ministries. People laughed and mocked. People said, you fool, you should have called it international after it became international. Now you're a laughing stock. I was a laughing stock. But you know what? I had the faith just like Noah. If God tells you to do it, don't wait for a later date to do it. If Noah waited for the rain and then started building the ark, he could not have made it. Because it took around, most of this people who talk about this, they say it took around 120 years. Though the exact time frame is not known, but roughly at least around 120 years. Think about it. He spent 120 years in building it. No sign of rain. And he was still a laughing stock. But when the rain came down, he was vindicated. People knew that he was in the right track. But it was too late for them. But he was in the right track. See, when I started the ministry, it was something that people laughed and mocked. When I started my podcast, when God gave me the idea to start sending audio messages, I didn't even know that there was a word called podcast. I just obeyed God. That was the time when everybody was into YouTube or blogging and all of that. But God gave me this unique idea of working on my audio, my podcast. People laughed and mocked back in the day. But today, that very podcast is now ranking at the top. That very podcast, the very thing people laughed. Now when you look at it, that's the trending thing that's going on. Everybody's turning towards podcasting. And things like that. That's the way the world system is changing off to the blue. So what I'm saying here is this. God knows what he's asking you to do. Today it looks like you're a public, display of stupidity. But one day, you're going to be a public display of God's glory. So today, when God tells you to do something, it may seem stupid. It may seem hard. It may seem like it doesn't make sense, but God knows why he's asking you to do, and after a while you will understand why you had to obey God. Because for 120 years it didn't make sense. Why was Noah building the ark? But after 120 years or whenever the rain came, that was when he knew, good thing I obeyed the voice of God. When I started working on my podcast, I was a laughing stock. People said it's going to stop in no given point of time. People said that who's going to even listen? And there were times not a single person listened sometimes. But I'll be honest in saying this to you. So many years later, now I'm saying that this is the era for podcasting. I didn't know about it, but God knew about it. And he was preparing me. Same way, Noah, when God prepared him, step into the ark, to prepare him to get into the boat and save himself. All the others were looking at how the reality of the situation was, and they laughed at him. But God knew what was about to happen. So today I'm telling you this important truth. When God tells you to do something, just obey God. When God tells you to do something, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, just obey God. Because when you take the step to obey God, later on, you will definitely be glad that you took this step. Today, I'm telling you and reminding you of what I spoke about in terms of courage. I said this, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the element which says, I have fear. I'm scared to do this. It doesn't make sense. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't want to do this, but I still want to do it because I want to face my fears. Because, you know what, I want to override my fears. Courage is doing the very thing that you're scared of, but you're doing it anyway because you need to do it. Today, my question is, if God is asking you to do something, are you allowing your fear to stop you from doing? What will they think of me? What if I fail? What if I become a public, a display of stupidity or mockery or, you know, anything of that sort? What if the rain doesn't come? I'm spending all my time in building an ark. What if I spend all my time in, you know, calling it John Gift International Ministry and it doesn't become international? No, that's where you need to remember. You need to have the courage to say, you know what, I may have this fear, I may be frightened, but I'm going to do it anyway. I may be scared, but I'm going to do it scared. And when you have that kind of courage to obey God against all odds, I want to let you know that God is going to honor you. And God is definitely, I'm telling you, 100% with all my heart, I will tell you that God will never put you to shame. The Bible says that, you know what? I've never seen the righteous forsaken. That's what David said. I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I want to tell you something. The righteous will never be forsaken, because when you put your faith on God, when you walk by faith and not by sight, I'm telling you that your faith will be accounted to him as righteousness, and the righteous will never be forsaken.
I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.